No proper time of day.
No shade, no shade, no shade,
no shine,
no bird,
no shade,
no shade,
no shade,
no shine,
no bird,
no shade,
bees,
no shade,
bees,
no shade,
bees,
no shine,
no bird,
no shade,
bees,
no shade,
bees,
no shade,
bees,
no shine,
no bird,
no shade,
bees,
no shade, no shade,
bees,
no shine,
no bird,
no shade. No shade,
no shade,
be
no shine,
no bird,
no shade,
be
no shade,
no shade,
be
no shine,
no bird,
no shade,
be
no shade,
no shade,
be
no shine,
no bird,
no shade,
be
no shade,
no shade,
be
no shine,
no bird,
no shade,
be
no shade,
no shade,
be
no shine,
no bird,
no shade,
be
no shade,
no shade,
be
no shine,
no bird,
no shade,
be
no shade.
No shade,
no shine,
no shade,
no shade,
no shade,
no shine,
no shade,
no shine,
no shade,
no shine,
no shade,
no shine,
no shade,
no shine.
November.
Hello, this is May, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm subbing the show, so this is not your usual host, I'm sure, if you're if you're a regular listener of the show. But I am here with my parents, because it's Parents Weekend at Tufts University. Would you like to say hi?
Hi.
Hello.
You want to introduce yourselves, or are you just going to be nameless voices, which is, you know, that's a way to do it.
Well, I'm May's mom. Like, that's really all people really care,
yeah,
okay. Right?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I mean, we're playing your music today. It's all your tunes.
May's mom and some music from when I used to be not May's mom. How's that?
Yeah,
Kate.
Okay.
My name's Kate.
You don't listen to music much these days anymore, huh?
No. Whole family is so much cooler than me that I, and they all have so much musicality that I don't know. I just sort of don't music so much.
I don't know. I feel like you could be musicking more if you're into it. But you know what?
I secretly music in the car with really, really bad. Well, I like anthemic female artists, and I get to like sing bad music loudly alone. Cars, dog walks, etc. But
who cares?
Because the rest of you would really laugh at me if you witnessed said
your anthemic female singings.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, you've got a great list here. We've got that. What you just heard was Opus 4 from The Art of Noise. Do you wanna introduce the next song?
What is the next song?
It's the Philip Glass one.
Oh well, so all of this, honestly, like the Opus 4 and the Philip Glass stuff. So am I supposed to tell little stories?
Yeah, absolutely. You can do whatever you want.
So as you know, when I was your age, I used to be a dancer, and I'd have my own dance company. And this, you know, like finding the right kind of music to have as part of that was always tricky. But anyway, Art of Noise and Philip Glass were kind of really central music when I was thinking about choreography. So next is Philip Glass, North Star. I think it's something in French,
all
but
right, let's hit it.
We are.
Okay. Hello. Okay, that was once again. I don't know how to pronounce that. It's North Star, but in French. They can't hear the nods. They can't hear the nods.
Oh, North Star, but in French. Am I supposed to say that again?
Yeah,
no.
You could just say, like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
we're doing improv here. This is, like, improv comedy, where you gotta pick up the messages that I'm sending you. Yeah, you understand.
It's like a day in the life.
It's like it's... I don't know what that means in this situation. It's interesting because you listened to this music, or I guess had this music for your choreography, and then I, many years later, encountered it as a pretentious music liker.
Did you dance to it?
I didn't dance to it. But now I'm.
But you could.
I was imagining the dances that you could be doing to these musics.
Yeah, it was very Martha Graham.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. I'm not well educated in this. Okay, a few more Kate songs before we move on to the Kevin picks.
Oh, wow. I think the second half is going to be a very kind of a different tone to first half.
Well, I mean, that to be expected, right? Mm-hmm.
Bring it.
Okay, now we have... Oh, yeah. You know, we break it up. We break it up into different sections. With Don't Leave Me This Way.
Oh, yes. Don't Leave Me This Way by the Communards. Like, there was a period of my life where I really did try to learn every single word of songs. And this one, I could actually give you... I could sing every single word if you'd like me to, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, we should get you on mic singing
Don't
it.
Don't Leave Me This Way. Anyway, carry on.
Okay, let's play it. Let's play it, shall we? Oh.
Oh,
est belle. La vie est belle, la vie est belle. Seule dans ma chambre, un jour normal, j'apprends dans les journaux que je suis dans l'axe du mal. Je lis entre les lignes et je comprends qu'on veut me kill. Donc je ferme la serrure pour être un peu plus tranquille. Dehors c'est la guerre et je crois qu'elle vient vers moi. Malgré les manifs, qui vivra la verra. Je mets des sacs de sable dans mon salon. Des salauds veulent me shooter comme au foot. Le stopper veut shooter le ballon. À la télé j'entends que je suis le pire des mecs. Non violent, violent, la propagande est impec. Je livre des troupes spéciales des BI-52. Regrette ce que j'ai fait, je crois que j'aurais pu faire mieux. Mais l'erreur est humaine, j'avoue, j'ai fait des erreurs. Prendre position, c'est prendre une pluie de terreur. Au nom du Père et du Saint-Esprit, l'imam et du rabbin, plus jamais ceci. Satellite pour faire un travail impeccable. Toutes les technologies sont mises à mon service dans le but de chasser le mal et que jaillisse un monde peace. Puis dans un porte-avions et fais ce qu'on me demande. Ce soir je dois frapper un type qui est tout seul dans sa chambre. Je suis un oiseau sans aile, suppositoire de fer. 500 km à faire et puis pour lui c'est l'enfer. Ça y est, je suis parti, je vole vers son domicile. Et je préserve la paix en commettant des homicides. Je perce les nuages verts, la psy c'est l'ordonnée. Objectif mémorisé, je connais les coordonnées. Je suis de fer, lui de chair, vive à l'improviste. Vole au-dessus de manif, de ces millions de pacifistes. Au nom du Père et du Saint-Esprit, l'imam et du rabbin, plus jamais ceci. Mon bâtiment, ce soir tu vas mourir, tel est mon ressentiment. Tranquille, je range ma chambre, puis je vois les photos de moi-même, de mon ex, vacances au Colorado. Des pouvoirs comme Antonia avec le sac à dos. Là-haut, donner discours avec tous ces ados. Vois mon père et puis ma mère sur des clichés noirs et blancs. Moi qui lui trouvais d'eau, je fais la même à mes enfants. Ils dorment tranquillement, ils doivent compter les moutons. Ou bien faisaient des rêves quand il y a eu l'explosion. On a tué ma famille sans même me la connaître. Moi, ma femme et mes enfants sans m'ajouter au père. Des missiles, kill, dans les civils, kill. Les enfants dociles, le monde. J'ai rien fait, ils n'ont rien fait, ils n'avaient rien fait. Ils parlaient de bien fait, mais je ne vois que des méfaits. Non, ce n'est pas du racet, crever la fesse. S'ils sont absents, c'est grâce à vos excès. J'appelle les synagogues, les mosquées et les temples, églises et chapelles, militants, militants. Du Père, du Fils et du Saint-Esprit, Saint-Esprit, l'imam et du rabbin, plus jamais ceci. C'est du Saint-Esprit, Saint-Esprit, l'imam et du rabbin, plus jamais ceci.
Oh, that's not the right mic. Okay, so that was... Can you say...
MC Solar, La Vie est Belle. So those two songs, they're sort of like... we've talked about this. Like, I was in that dance music scene in the early... early 90s. In various parts of the UK. Neither of those songs are from that rave scene. But they're sort of all the way at the front, beginning of electronica. And then sort of closer to the back, I guess the kind of bookends of my disco dancing career. Disco dancing.
Not disco dancing.
That's not disco dancing, but you know, like sort
way
of
after disco.
Club dancing, club rave career,
no
all the way at the front, all the way at the back. And then by 2003, I was getting too old for it. So there was sort of symbolic of it, but not it. and we're skipping the Moby one, which was sort of in the middle. I think the last song we have here is Fairground Attraction.
That's right.
Fairground Attraction by Fairground Attraction.
Oh, interesting.
Totally different vibe. This is more sort of teenaged angst. Oh my God. Like all these songs are from when I was a teenager.
That's awesome.
Are you feeling angst?
I'm always feeling angst. You know I'm always feeling angst. But anyway, Fairground Attraction is going to take a totally different direction before we pass on to Kevin for the second half of the show, right?
Let's play Fairground Attraction for the folks then.
Children with candy floss and prizes of goldfish. Young men kill tin ducks in sharpshooter poses. The laughter of the lovers on the rickety stairs. The rumble of the diesel and the sounds of the fair. An old gypsy lady soft Spanish whispers took my hands in hers and told me their secrets. Your heart is a fire and his love is an ember. You must forget what you'll always remember. Superstitious nonsense, just a fairground attraction. I walk through the neons in search of distraction. But the tears in my eyes knew the truth in my heart. She'd only confirmed what I knew.
Do you want to, hello, okay, that was the Kate section. Once again, that was Fairground Attraction by Fairground Attraction on The First of a Million Kisses from My Mother's Youth. I'll hand it over to Kevin, my dear father, for his segment of the show. He's got some picks on here that will be coming up.
Some picks.
Yes.
Well, yeah. So I chose music from artists that I've seen within the last year. That's what I decided to do.
Slightly different approach to mine.
Different approach, different mix maybe, kind of a mix of old and new, but I've seen a lot of bands that I loved when I was in college, and you know it's always sort of kind of hit or miss, right? They could be absolutely awful because they can barely walk, or they could be awesome. And so I saw this first one. I saw Hoodoo Gurus not too long ago, and I used to love them. And you know, they haven't made music in a long time, but they're touring, and they were really, really good. So I thought we'd play a tune.
Yeah, let's start off with the Hoodoo Gurus. Bittersweet by the Hoodoo Gurus.
Yes.
Okay, here comes.
Your love is its own reward.
Yeah, those crazy Aussies.
Are they Australian?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you could tell. I couldn't tell that they were Australian. Okay.
All right, so next.
Next, Fontaines, D.C.
Oh, Fontaines, D.C. Oh, I just went to see them at this little tiny venue in New York called Mercury Lounge, and I don't know, there must have been like, there were no more than 200 people there, and I was listening.
What the heck? How'd you
I know,
get,
it was,
the...
well, it was crazy, because it's like this band, they're so good. They're so good. I'm like, how is it possible they're playing this little tiny venue? But I don't know, but all I know is I was the beneficiary, because I loved it, because they were awesome.
Little... Yeah, maybe their bookers, like, couldn't get, I don't know, like anything else. Because they've had big... I've been to their shows. They've been big.
You've been to their shows?
Fontaines? Or Hoodoo Gurus?
Hoodoo Gurus. I was talking
heck?
About Bright Lights. I thought we that was, oh, Fontaines.
Okay, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So we're talking about a totally different...
Yeah, no, this is a different situation. We're talking about
a totally different.
Fontaines,
oh, say, so we'll get to Bright Lights, but Fontaines...
I thought you were about to start the story about Johnny Fontaine.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, actually. That's worth telling.
Yeah, why don't you tell your story?
Fontaines.
I wasn't listening earlier, so actually I'm going to be looking forward to it.
The next band is called Fontaines DC. They recently released an album on XL Recordings. That's big. XL, a great label.
Yeah, and all their music is fantastic. This is definitely a little bit of a change of style for them, because it's definitely, early stuff is very post-punk. This album, I think there's not a bad song on it. Not a bad song on it, in my opinion.
I would disagree. I didn't like the album that much. I think that they're not so good at future music, but whatever.
Well, this is the beauty of the world. So we're gonna let you listen, and you can make your own determination, and then I'll tell the story about what it's about, what where the name Fontaines came from after. So why don't you roll it?
Yeah, okay. I'll just play the song, and then you can learn.
Thank you.
That was Fontaines D.C. favorite by Fontaines D.C.
Well, not your favorite. I get that.
Favorite.
But it, yeah, definitely a little more fluffy. So Fontaines, the name, comes from a movie. That movie is The Godfather, and there's a character named Johnny Fontaine, who's kind of like a young Frank Sinatra type. And there's a really great exchange between him and the conciliary Tom. You gotta watch it if you haven't seen it. The Godfather, who is literally Godfather for Johnny Fontaine, is trying to get him into a movie, and the producer of the movie is saying he's not having any of it. And it's a great speech. I'm not going to ruin it, but you got to listen to it. It's awesome. All right,
Or just watch the movie. I suppose that's the best way to listen to it.
Well, you can watch it while you're listening to it. Yeah, absolutely.
No, other way around. Listen to it while you're watching it,
you
I
can
imagine.
Do that, too.
Okay, yeah, so that's where the Fontaines, that's where Fontaine comes from. And then the DC, it stands for Dublin City, because they're Irish. There was another band.
Even though only one of them's from Dublin, but yes.
Well, there was another one of them. There was another band.
Oh, that's right.
Fontaines.
That's why they had to change the
name,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they had to change it to the Fontaines DC. Okay. I'll leave it to you.
Oh, well, I already intro'd Bright Light Social Hour,
okay,
so I think we can just roll it.
Yeah, yeah, let's just roll the Bright Light Social Hour shanty. Wow. That once again, that was the Bright Lights Social Hour. I enjoyed that more than I thought I would.
Excellent.
Yeah, it was great.
Me too, actually.
Yeah, it was awesome, actually. Yeah. I would see them live if it was not too pricey of a show. They seemed like they'd be fun. Okay, now we have a PSA spoken by my dear mother, Kay Price.
There is something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Any guesses on what it is?
Is it a table?
It's a good guess.
Is it a chair?
It is not a chair.
Is it chainsaw?
Okay, I'm going to put you out of your misery. Using a ladder might seem easy, but misusing one is even easier. Ask any one of the... I wonder how many people are going to the hospital each year.
5 million.
Not quite. It is 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. Apparently, we have a ladder story to come with that.
Yes, there's a ladder story.
Well, yeah, because I spent a lot of time on ladders when I was in college because I painted houses. So I think I'm a little overconfident on the ladder, and I can't get up to it. You know, our roof is really high, so we had the guys in who were putting in a new chimney flue for a new fireplace, and I told the guy, I said, I'm going to get a 32. I said, does a 32-foot ladder reach the top of the roof? Because I need to get up there. And he looked at me and said, I don't think you should be climbing any ladders up to the top of the roof. Now, this guy, the ladder that they had on the side of our house, they literally, like, overextended it. They had it wrapped up with duct tape. I mean, I don't think this guy should be talking to me about ladder safety. So this is another example of what you should not do on a ladder. Everyone be safe out there with your ladders. No duct tape.
No duct tape?
How do you get down if it
I just decided not to look.
It's also like the other guy who cleans our chimney, right? And he is afraid of heights.
He won't go up on the ladder.
Isn't that the silliest thing?
Wait, how does he clean the chimney?
How
does he get up there?
How can you have a career as a chimney sweep and not like heights?
That's kind of awesome though. Like good for him. Don't let boundaries get in your way. Like you can be afraid of heights and still be a chimney sweep. You can still do roof work.
It's really perplexing to me, but yes.
Okay, we have the future of songs, coming up, which is "I Could Change" by LCD Sound System.
Oh yeah, LCD Sound System does a residency in New York every year. They play like, I don't know, 10-20 shows in a row. I had never gone to see them, and I went to see them last year and was totally blown away. It's like, it's music that has to be seen, has to be heard live. Today, unfortunately, you will not hear it live, but you should go out and hear it live when you get the chance.
There's more on that later. Let's play this. Play the track.
Tell me the line, Nugget. That was like a change by LCD Sound System.
Why are you talking like that?
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
What do you mean, man?
What are you talking about?
All right. So what do we? Oh yeah. Next. Next up. Total change of pace. We're going old school with Neil Young.
Neil Young, and yeah. Crazy Horse 2.
And
also,
Crazy Horse 2. Yeah. Well, this is a show that I saw at this place called Forest Hill Stadium in Queens, New York, which way back when, before the U.S. Open Tennis Center was built in Queens, that's where the U.S. Open, precursor to the U.S. Open, was played.
Was it not now, that still called the U.S. Open?
You know, it may have been called the U.S. Open at that time. It very well may have. And they do another tournament there, too. But now it's a music venue, but it's really cool because it's outdoors and sort of stadium setup. So in the middle of the set, the power went out, or the power didn't go out, but all the amps, the PA died for some reason. They were having problems with it. So Neil Young was actually
talking. When was this?
This was a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Oh! I thought we were like back in the day time.
No. Oh, sort of talked to the audience. He was actually talking into his pickups on his guitar. He was trying to tell everybody we're just going to keep on playing. You guys sing along. But this is from an album called Live Rust. It's a pretty incredible live album and song called After the Gold Rush.
Before we do this.
Yeah.
I know. I just want to. We haven't got much time left, so I just want to. Talking of old school. This place is so cool.
Oh, yeah, this place is
It's
awesome.
So cool. When we walked into here, I was like, oh, my gosh. I feel like we've walked into, one of the coolest places I've ever been into. So for the people who've not been in here, it's probably a couple. There's literally vinyl everywhere. How many vinyls here? How many vinyls?
I don't
is that
know.
Even
oh,
a
there are
thing?
Thousands.
I'll ask
thousands.
Riley would know.
Thousands, probably. And they're each of them looks like they've been loved. Each record looks like it's been loved.
They get a lot of used records and stuff.
Anyway, so I just want to say what a cool place this
Very
is, and
cool.
I'm really happy to be here.
I think we should refilm the movie High Fidelity here.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Did they do it in a? They did it as a record store.
It was a record store. Yeah.
Close enough.
Yeah, this is cooler than that.
Very cool.
Anyway, so I feel cool by association. All right, sorry. That was my side PSA.
Yeah, there's a long and storied history to the studio. If you're ever interested in looking that up, you should.
Always.
Yeah, look it up. I can send you some stuff. All right, let's hit it.
Well, I dreamed I saw the knights in armor come, saying something about a queen. A fanfare a blowing to the sun that floated on the breeze. We got Mother Nature on the run in the 1970s. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 1970s. So Well, I dreamed I saw the silver spaceships flying in the yellow haze of the sun. There were children crying and colors flying all around the chosen ones. All in a dream, all in a dream, the looting had begun. We were flying Mother Nature's silver seed to a new home in the sun. Flying Mother Nature's silver seed to a new home.
Well, that is that was After the Gold Rush, live by Neil Young. I like that song. I like that song. It's a good song. So we don't have that much time left. I'm gonna put on some UK garage to
whoop whoop
whoop whoop UK garage for the Brits
garage.
In the house.
UK garage.
I'm gonna play some garage, some two step. Ready to Rock by Sonship, which is I think they're a duo. I've been enjoying them recently, and it should be a little bit more energetic than the last song. Once again, this is May, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and
May's parents
too are here. All right, have a wonderful afternoon. Music.